We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top of Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, end of the line. The first word line is Evid, end of that word, end of that line. Ahuma Tanto, Dav Akosu Bo B'chayim U'mavas. We had a Matna Shchivar Rav Miksas, that it was a Kenyan. Okay, Matna Shchivar Rav Miksas was a Kenyan there. Now we know that that works, if you make a Kenyan it, and it's a Miksas, then if it gets better, it's not Choyzer. When could you be Choyzer? Everyone remembers when you could be Choyzer? By Matna Shchivar Rav Miksas? If you speak out Machmas Misa. Then you can be Choyzer, even with the Kenyan. Even Miksas, even with the Kenyan. If you speak out Machmas Misa. So we have here Matna Shchivar Rav Miksas, Huma Tanta Dav Ksiv Be'er, B'chayim U'mavas. He wrote in it, the Lashon, B'chayim U'mavas. That I'm giving you my Tana, B'chayim U'mavas. Now, he mentioned Mavas. So Shaz had a look at that. Well, he mentioned Mavas, he mentioned Chaim also. So what's going on here? So that's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel here. Rav Omar Reyu Kematnas Shchimira. Has it been Matnas Shchimira? And therefore, you could be Chayzer. But Shmuel Omar Reyu Kematnas Bari. And you can't be Chayzer. The more explains. Rav Omar Reyu Kematnas Shchimira. Why? Mechsive b'mavas. Achar Misa Komalei. He spoke up a Mavas, so he wants to do it after Misa. He wants to work at the Matnas Shchimira. And therefore, if he gets better, he's Chayzer. He's Chayzer. And you could do a Matnas Shchimira after Misa. If it's a Matnas Shchimira, you can do it after Misa. Here, he wrote in it, it's a Matnas Shchimira, and therefore, it's Chal HaMisa, but the other part is that if it gets better, it's Choyzer. And he said B'chayim, so what does that mean? B'ksiv B'mava Zach HaMisa Komlev, Hadik Siv B'chayim, Simen Balam B'chayim. It's not a good simen to say that, it's not a good simen to say that he's in a die. It's one of the Chayim, because Shpam says, Kolema B'mava his he already mentioned b'maves. It says, you know, mention I shall live. That's it. B'chaim I shall live. But b'maves is chal maves. The ikar part of this matana is a matan shkivra b'maves. Machmas misa. But he put in that word l'simana ba'alma. He didn't want. He want that. It was part of the tefillah. They should still live. V'shmuel amar no. Harei kamat asbari. Why? It says b'chaim, b'chaim. Come, I want to do b'chaim. Doing a kinyan now. Matan shchivra mixas b'chaim. Finish. It says b'chaim. Why is it maves? V'ha'ir zav maves kamando amar va'atav adoylam. It's gilu. He's saying is that this is b'atana is forever. This b'atana is forever. Like the response speaks. Harei kamat asbari. Kiu loy kasha by maves. V'afilu amar in a chayzer. V'afilu matana b'lay shir. He says the halakha leima shmuel loy dana ma'edim. The name ain't shdalachem visa. The ksiv b'chaim. Clearly, I want to do b'chaim right now. I want to do Mechayim right now. And he's saying it's Chal now, and then it goes forever. That's what Mavas means. Even after I'm not around anymore, it's forever. That's what it means. I don't know, he doesn't have to write that, but that's what he meant to say. So that's what it means. So the real Mechayim Rav Shmuel is, what's the Iker? The Mechayim part of Mavas part. Amrin Adoy, Hilchasukav Asay the Rav. Adoy says, we paskin like Rav. That even though the halacha is that we pass even if you pass like Shmuel, here we pass like Rav. Amar Rava, because of be mechayim kana. That means it says bichayim. Our gears of our Gemara was bichayim u'mavas. If you say mechayim, you change the lashon to mechayim. Yodzi kana. You know why? Because there it's mashma. It's even for Rav who said the ikka thing is b'mavas and mechayim is just a tefila. That's bichayim. When you say mechayim, it sounds like I'm saying from now. That's what it sounds like. That's what Rav said. Even Rav will agree. We'll see. It's not so possible. So the Gemara, Omer Rava, v'ksiv bei mechayim kana. Omer Meimer, less hilchos like avos the Rava. He argues, it's no halach like Rava. Anytime you mention b'mavas, that's the ikker. And even when you say mechayim, it's the same thing. Same thing, it's a tefillah. Omer Rav Ashla Meimer, pshita, like what's your chiddush? So I'm in Adoy, hilchos like avos the Rav. So Mar speaks out what you spoke out. Ma'o de tema mechayim moidi ra, maybe by mechayim. Rav is moida, only bechayim, kamash lo, no. So Mar brings down a ma'isa. Who does like made the Rav? Nachman l'Nadoi. So Nadoi is the Mokoyim of Shmuel. So someone came to Rav Nachman with a Shaila. So Shadrei l'Kamei to Rav Yirmiya Ba'aba l'Shum Tamya. He sent him, go to Rav Yirmiya Abia in a different city called Shum Tamya, because that's where you have a Shaila of a star. This star, it's a B'chayim Mavas. So we hold that the Psak Halacha is that when you say B'chayim u'mavas, this guy obviously wanted to be Choyzer, that it means it's a Matna Shchimira. And this was the Noisa Matana, he got better, he came to the Shaila, you know, I want to be Choyzer Matana. So he says, don't stay here, because this is Shmuel's town, and Shmuel's town we go like Shmuel, and Shmuel holds that Harei Kamat is Bari, and it's too late. This is Shmuel's place, and even though he passed like Rav, he can't pass like Rav in the city of Shmuel. So go over there, and maybe they'll pass like Rav. They go over to some time, they'll pass like Rav. Because you really not allowed to do that. You just send someone to a different Rav. But here, Be'etzem, he holds like Rav. Just in Asher the Shmuel, it's Lav Oroch the Mils, Lav Oroch Ara to Paskin like the, not like the Marad Asher. One more Maisei, the Asilika made the Rava. Of Ahid Asayika made the Rava. Someone came to Shiloh with Rav, to Rava. Ovali Rava Kashmaitza. He did there's a case of Mechayim. So she passed like a Shmaitza. It was a Pshtarza Mechayim. And this was a lady who gave away her Nechasim. And she wrote Mechayim Uvamavas. And then she got better. So he passed in like a Shmaitza, and the Kana Baal Shtar, and the Isha lost out. Have a Katar delay. She was driving him crazy. I guess she was sick of Talmud Chacham, and she said, you didn't pass in good. She said, wait, it's not Halacha. He's driving Rav. It's not true. He passed like Rav. She was driving him crazy. So you know what to do. So Amalei Rav Papa berated Rav Chanan Safrei. He told Rav Papa, the son of Rav Chanan Safrei, Zil Kosovle, this was his cipher, the Girsa of Rishbam is Amalei Le Safrei Zil Kosovle. He told the one who described of the Bezdin, the Safra, the Dina, who writes the final Psak Din, says, write like this, write the whole Din that she's getting it, this way she thinks she's getting it, but right at the end, Zil Kosov Law, V'Kosov Ba, Soicha Aleim Imaton. Write this Lashon, Soicha Aleim Imaton. That's talking about a case in the Masechta Umnim where someone was working for someone, then he backed out. So Lachay is, you let her hire new workers that are more than he's worth even. Bekitza, he's writing it that I was forced over here. You know, Soicha Aleim Imaton, it's a way of writing in the Shtar. I paskin like this lady, but I was forced to do it. It's not the right Psak. L'maisa, she chapped this thing. Amra, she looked at the star, she really knew what she was talking about. She chapped what was going on. Amra li tova arve. She gave him a klala. She said, your ship should sink. So now his Ravas, the Tamidim, were very worried it's going to happen. It's not going to happen to you. So Amra li tova arve. He's fooling me. So Amshinu lamoni de Rava, b'maya, they soaked the clothing of Rava in water in order to make this klala be mekuyim. Still didn't help, and Taka, his boat sank because of this clawless head yet. Now she wasn't the rest of Tzadekis either because she didn't want to listen to his psak. And Lemaisa, but even a claw of a head because something's happened. And Lemaisa, he had this oinish, his ship sank. And the Rishbam ends off, Mahasha Mina, the Bein Bechayim, Simono Lechayim, it's Simon Lechayim, and we pass in Lemaisa, Aloch Lemaisa, like Rav, that's what you're paskin. It sounds like Narishbam a little bit, that since this klala was Makuyim, it seems like the Isha maybe had a stickle point here. Because as he says, the Rashbam says on this, Mahosh Aminon, Dbein Mechayim Mechayim, Simona Lechayim, and that's really the psak is like Rav, that it's just a Simon Lechayim, but Be'etzem, it's a Mitzvah Machmas Misa.